As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I liked your voice.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yeah, it is. Again, Dirty's Daily is brought to you by Mokarem Injury Lawyers. Hard as hell to say. Easy to dial. 281-222-2222. If you're out there and you're listening on an AM, FM dial the old school way, we greatly appreciate it. If you're watching on YouTube and Twitch, we greatly appreciate that as well. Thank you for not only listening, but watching as well. But the Odyssey app is where it's at, y'all. Download the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the Odyssey app. Take us with you everywhere you go. You can listen to The Drive, obviously. If we have some interesting segment that you hear about, maybe on Twitter or something, you can use that Odyssey app. You pull it up, boom. You can go back. You can rewind directly to, that's right, sounds a little bit like that. Not really, but you can rewind it, really. And go back to exactly where that conversation started and finished. Tyler also, all the producers here, they download and or I guess upload podcast, all the podcasts, they podcast all the segments. So you can find everything on every show, as well as all the podcasts that are generated at Odyssey are on the Odyssey app as well, which includes the Big Orange Wagon, baby, that Big Orange Wagon. Everything Astros, all things Astros, Patrick Creighton, Tyler Milner. That is a hell of a listen. Keep up on the Astros. Stay plugged in. Right now it's a little bit painful, but hopefully the Astros will turn the corner. Not a better time to do it than right now. Starting tomorrow, I think. Is that when it starts tomorrow? Is that when the series against the Padres starts tomorrow?
Yep.
Off day today? Today.
Yep. I appreciate that, Dirty. And folks, you can be on the lookout tonight.
Tonight.
This day tonight.
This day tonight.
There you go, man. There you go. We got a lot going on. Like we just talked about, the Astros and the Padres start a series right here at Daikin Park tomorrow. The Rockets, they start playoff series versus the Golden State Warriors right here in Houston on Sunday. Aaron Rodgers joined the Pat McAfee show, and I got a little something that we're going to bring. We've been talking about that throughout the show a couple times today, but I got a different little piece of audio, different approach to it. And college football has done it. Let's start with college football, boys. College football is finally done. I don't know if y'all have seen this, but you want to talk about chapping my hide. The old fake injury. I know there's probably a lot of fans out there that at some point in time, either now or in the past, your program has ran an up-paced, up-tempo offense. And when you really get rolling and you start playing with that tempo, there's no substitution. The defense is in a bad spot. So what coaches started doing, started telling players to go down. And it's gotten to a point where they are literally just waving and screaming for players to go down like they're hurt at times. Like, it's blatantly obvious they're doing it on purpose. And I'm going to tell you, I don't Trying to remember. Yeah, we had a Virgil. Gus Malzahn was there when the tempo thing really picked up, and we had to deal with the injuries, the fake injuries when Gus Malzahn, Darren McFadden, Felix Jones, Peyton Hillis, that group was at Arkansas. We had to deal with it then. And then we had Kendall Briles, who runs a version of that Gus Malzahn type of offense, at least with the tempo he did. We had to deal with it then. Right now, you see at Ole Miss is in fact Lane Kiffin is the poster child here for it on the tweet that I'm looking at. He both with his up tempo style offense has teams use it against him, and he damn sure again is the poster child for using it, having his defenders to act like they're injured. But the NCAA did it. Very rarely do I side with the NCAA. Very rarely do I get to come on these airwaves and actually say something positive.
They usually always knock it out the park.
No, they don't. They usually screw it up. They usually to the point of where we go, how did a group of men that run college football, for a lack of a better phrase, that run college football sit around a table and think that's okay? This is well done, NCAA. They've announced a new college football rule. That's been changed, by the way, to combat faking injuries. If medical personnel are forced to enter the field of play to evaluate an injured player after the ball is spotted by the officiating crew, that player's team will be charged with a timeout. If the team doesn't have any remaining timeouts, a 5-yard delay of game penalty will be assessed. I don't know about you boys, but me, I am stoked.
I wonder if you can choose.
No. If you got a timeout, the timeout's taken from your ass, which is painful. If you don't, it's a 5-yard penalty. I wouldn't think you could choose. Either way it goes, I don't know where y'all sit with this, but this literally has had me fighting mad multiple times. And not even when it's just Arkansas. Just watching games, and you're in the moment, you're down to the wire, a team's moving a rock, and you're like, hey, man, we got a shot.
All of a sudden, you see two guys go down at the same time.
They're confused. Which one of us was supposed to go down? Exactly. My bad. I'm confused. Right? I remember a game against Ole Miss, and this was Arkansas, a game against Ole Miss a couple years back. Big. It was KJ Jefferson. I remember that. It was a shootout in Oxford.
Hogs are winners.
And we're rolling. And that was with Kendall Briles. And Kendall Briles, when they started playing with momentum, when they got you in the defense they wanted you in, they just all gas, no break your tail. And KJ was really good at that. And they did it to us two or three times in the final drive. Now, we ended up scoring anyway, and I think we went for two, and we didn't get the two-point conversion, so we ended up losing. But anyway, it's something that I've dealt with multiple times. Whether it's my squad or not, I absolutely hate it. I tip my cap to the NCAA for making this change. You guys as passionate about this as I am? Are our listeners as passionate about this as I am? I am extremely passionate about it.
No, I think definitely something needs to be done about it, but that's going to be some real BS. If somebody like tears an ACL or somebody's really hurt,
yeah,
and you got to drop a timeout.
Oh, that's true.
Like that.
Well,
like,
here's the deal. I would think now. Here's where the NCAA hopefully cleans it up.
Because you can't judge. You know, you like it's not a judgment. Like, oh man, I think that guy's really hurt.
Well, I disagree. Now, I do think that you can, with doctors involved, you could. During the, if it is a legit injury, obviously he's going to lay there for a lot longer, right? He's just going to get up and jog off when your defense figures it out. I would think that
unless they're really leaning into.
Well, I would be okay with that being the side effect, if you will. If you eliminate this bull jive that coaches are doing, once again, the coaches, the adults in the room are screwing it up and putting the officials and the NCAA in a position where they have to do this, right? But I would be okay. If I assess you a penalty, if I'm a coach, if I'm a coach out there right now and you say, hey, man, would you be willing to have no call and let it continue the way it is, worried about a penalty or a timeout being assessed with a player that's really hurt, or would you rather we put the rule in and if a player's really hurt, we can try to work it out, or you just have the bad luck, the luck of the draw? I would say put the rules in. I'll deal with it if one of my players gets hurt.
Because you see it as, and I guess it's, you see it as this is a real problem that runs rampant. Like,
absolutely. It affects big games in big moments way too often, and there's certain coaches that do it all the damn time. Absolutely, man. It just can't be faking anything outside of a play can I mean, faking injury in under any circumstances can't be tolerated.
Maybe if the cart comes out, they stop. Because if somebody gets a concussion and they like, and the thought is, oh shoot, but I better get off the field or we're gonna lose a timeout like that. Like yep. somebody. That'd be a tough thing.
Oh, Linda Gale, she always taught me, boy, if your leg ain't broke, get your ass up and run off the field. Don't have me up in these stands worrying. So, I don't know. I just love the effort. I applaud the effort. I think it is absolutely needed. The NCAA finally got one right, boys. It's big. This is Sports Radio 610 Houston Sports Leader. I'm Clint Sterner. That's Ron, the show, Ugly. T. Meal, the real deal. Is behind the glass over there. By the way, when I was running down what we got going on in the sporting world today, I do want to let you know that Tyler Milner did hit some bets last night, so it's a good time to get in on those on them bets, huh, T?
No lies detected.
Come on. Oh, Aaron Rodgers he went silent for a while, boys. But he visited. He made another appearance on Pat McAfee's show today, and I think he shed a lot of light on a lot of things. We talked a little bit earlier about, you know, him in Pittsburgh and the conversations he's had, and he's having some personal issues both in his life as well as a couple of his closest friends that are in his inner circle's life that's factored into whether he's going to play or not again, it sounds like. But I found a lot of it very, very interesting, but what I found really interesting was he was hesitant to do it, but he ended up doing it anyway. But he went ahead and pulled the curtain back on what his version of the story of what went on in a meeting with the Jets when he was informed that they were going to go a different direction. Here's how that kind of went down.
Well, first of all, I told my pilots, hey, have a good night, have some beers. This is going to be a long meeting. Sure, we might even have dinner. I don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be a good, you know, I'm excited about this meeting. So walking out of there, you know, 25 minutes, this was like 40 minutes because I saw Vito and Gus in the training room. I saw Dave Zuffalato, awesome trainer there. Got to talk to him. So I was there maybe about 40 minutes at one Jets drive. Then I drove home, had some conversations with some people there, including Christopher. But the next day, when I left, I was just thinking, hey, that's the closing of that chapter. There's so many beautiful things about the 2 years that I had there. Obviously, most of them off the field, but no, I wasn't upset about it. I was surprised. I felt like there wasn't an ample amount of respect in that meeting. But, I guess I shouldn't have been surprised based on some of the things I saw over the 2 years. But I am thankful for my time with the Jets. I'm disappointed it didn't work out better.
That is a storytelling, but what went down? I cut that thing wrong. But what actually went down? So he flies on his own dime. Apparently, he got a private jet and flew from California to New York to meet with him.
Fresh out of the Poncha Karma.
And he sits down, and him and the head coach are sitting there. He goes. He said he jumps up, leaves the room. Grant, like in a weird fashion, jumps up, leaves the room. The general manager comes in. He's sitting there talking to the general manager. Head coach comes back in and sits down across the table from him and essentially says, hey, do you want to play football? And he said, yeah, I'm here to talk about it. And he said, well, we're going to go in a different direction at the quarterback position. And he said, what? He said, what? He said,
it's quick too.
He said, yeah, we'll go a different direction at the quarterback position. And I just wanted you to know, I wanted to know how you wanted the messaging to look. He said, I don't give a damn about the messaging. Right? It was very interesting. He was expecting this long meeting to talk. And he said the way that they were moving, the way they went all around, he was sitting there having a general conversation with the general manager, just a convo. And the head coach just jumps in and goes, hey, we're going a different direction with the quarterback.
Aaron Glenn, man, and out here firing people like he's at Sprint, baby.
Yeah, that was
out, baby.
It was interesting, nonetheless, I thought Aaron Rodgers was an interesting interview. If you get to watch that,
he certainly seemed to be surprised by how that went down.
Yeah. I think he expected that they were going to go in a different direction. I think he felt like they could have. In fact, he told him on the piece of audio that I screwed up there. He actually said, like, they could have called me for that.
They had to make me fly across the country.
They literally, it was, I was in there less, I was in the building less than 40 minutes.
But it wanted
minutes.
To be a man to do it face to face.
If they had played for my airplane ticket, maybe my man private jet, he said, I told my pilots, wouldn't that be a good problem to have? I told my pilots to go have some beers.
And I didn't even catch that. What would you call that? A humble brag?
That's a flex, no doubt about it.
Humble flex?
Yeah, I told my pilots to go have some beers, boys. It's going to be a long night. Apparently, Aaron Glenn didn't think it was going to be a long night. He's moving with a different sense of urgency. His ass is rolling.
Maybe get somebody else up out the chair. Get somebody else. Let's go.
Hey. Have y'all seen this stuff on this since the Masters was just played and Rory did his thing? Have y'all seen the stories on this young kid that pissed in the creek at the Masters?
I've seen a lot of stories since Sunday, but I haven't seen that one. No.
Well, they
missed that.
Apparently that there's he also had a hat on that people didn't like. I think he's an amateur. I think he went to Arizona State. His name is Jose Luis Ballester. He's got a hat on. You know how nowadays they're having these hats that have the letters upside down. I think it started actually in Dallas with I think Dak started some of that stuff up in Dallas. So people were up in arms about the hat that he was wearing, which who gives a rip, right? But apparently he's sitting there playing golf and
he had to go.
It's Ray's Creek in the middle of the Masters. Apparently he didn't think about bathrooms being all over the place. He just whipped it out and took a leak in Ray's Creek right there during the Masters tournament.
That's on him.
It's nature. It's God's restroom.
Listen, I know you don't just go peeing on stuff in Augusta. Wimbledon, you ain't got to. You don't just slide over the corner at Wimbledon and just go and just
around
let it go.
The corner.
They got pimento cheese sandwiches for $1.50 steel. This is Pleasantville. You don't just go pull your thing out and pee in a creek. You don't go
behind the goal at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yeah, man.
When you got a table.
Ron, he's an amateur.
Pebble Beach. Pebble Beach, you go pee in wherever you want to.
He's an amateur, Ron. He just
Whistling Straits. Go pee wherever. Beth played.
TPC Sawgrass.
You ain't going to pee in it. St. Andrews, you don't get to just pee on the course. Okay, Augusta, you don't just get to pee on the court.
I'll tell you now, I've peed a lot out of the Goose Creek Country.
Tyler, they asked him about it. He said it was not embarrassing for me at all. If I had to do it again, I'd do it again.
I like that out of him.
Apparently, he had to take a leak, boys.
I mean, when nature calls, it's unhealthy to hold it. That's science.
Yeah, go find a toilet.
He's got him an Instagram girlfriend, so I guess she's not worried about it.
How many times Tiger had to pee and he went and did it?
He probably just went on himself.
He might have. That's
what kind of competitor he is.
Dark pants. Keep going.
That Navy SEAL training, you know?
Yeah. Y'all check out that Pat McAfee deal, though. That's pretty good with Aaron Rodgers. And he didn't pee in no creeks or anything that I know of, but it was a good listen.
Nice little run.
Was it the creek on 13 that Rory dumped that one into?
Yes, Ray's Creek. That's Ray's where he took a piss.
They got a place out there called it's called A Man Corner. You don't pee on in the creek there.
That's like church.
Come on, man. Find your ass a bathroom.
Hey, when I read it, I had to go back and check to make sure it was real. I thought ain't no way he whipped that thing out right there.
Hey, man, it's not healthy for your bladder or kidneys to hold too long. That's just science.
Good Lord, man. Shoot, man. Maybe the Woodlands Country Club. Not there. Shout out to the Woodlands Country Club. All right, coming up. Hey, man, we got to try to figure out a way to maybe help Joe Espada. How can we help Joe Espada? What could be the fix to help this absolutely desperate issue of their inability to swing the bats?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Do that coming up next.
That was a no-brainer for me.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
YouTube and Twitch. C. Mallory says, I'm not sure what a spotter can do at this point. Hard to make chicken salad out of chicken-ish.
So I'm trying to do the best I can.
That's an interesting approach. I mean, I'm not blame or give credit, to be honest with you, either way here. I don't look at what's going on with the Astros and blame it on Espada. And I don't look at when they're swinging the bat well, like, boy, Espada did that. But it is interesting. I think there's one of two ways to get it done, right? Is that where we're going here?
Yeah. What's the fix? What would you do? Because they're doing a bunch of stuff. They're doing a whole bunch of stuff. As somebody texted in, they haven't had the same lineup 2 days in a row. Two games in a row, haven't had the same exact lineup 2 games in a row. So they are doing a bunch of stuff, but it's not working. I mean, as I said, man, their slash line as a team, they're hitting .216. And that's what, could you imagine if Altuve wasn't just going nuts to start? Yeah. They're hitting .216 as a team, .300 on base percentage, and then a .317 slugging. It's just rough. They've scored 3 runs or fewer in all but 5 games they've played in, and they played 18. It's rough. What do you think old Captain Joe Dana Brown, who's probably involved in it, can do to
you go ahead with your thought on that, Ron.
Yeah, my thought is there just at this point, I don't think you need to do more. I think you need to do less. I think you need to come in and say, all right, whether it's Joe or Dana or Alex, whoever, all the powers that be to put this thing together, sit in, all right, guys, this is going to be the lineup. Like, the thing that I want to do is I want to put everyone at ease and everyone to at least get comfortable. Let's see what that looks like. Everybody get comfortable and say, hey, guys, this is going to be the lineup. Altuve, you're going to be in left field. You're going to be in left field every day unless you got a day off and maybe you go to DH. But you're going to be in left field leading off. Paredes, you're going to be at third. Jordan, you're going to be batting third and you're going to be the DH. Whoever is, if you're going to stick with Christian Walker, you're going to be at first. All right? Yiner, you're going to be the catcher. You're going to be batting sixth. And Pena, you're going to be the shortstop batting seventh. And Jake, the way you're hitting, you're going to be in center batting eighth. And then Dubon, you're going to play second base.
Mm-hmm.
Or Rogers, or whatever. However you want to say Dubon, you're going to be playing second base. That is the lineup every day. those guys don't have to wake up wondering who it's going to be. And then, yes, Caratini gets in when he gets a day off, something like but that's going to be the lineup. You know where you're going to play in the field, and you know where you're going to hit. Because I think these guys are a key creature of habit, and there is no habit right now. They'll have one player play three different spots and hit in multiple different spots in a three-day span. And that like that doesn't keep up a rhythm or a comfort level. So to me, that you got to do less.
Yeah. I agree wholeheartedly with it, Ron. I've been a believer of that for since you and I met. Of like, I mean, until it's win or go home, and a guy just hadn't figured it out. Let's put him in a spot and let him gain confidence. Let him go through. Let him weather some storms. Go through some droughts. Let him figure it out and show him that you got a little confidence in him. So I 100% agree with you. Now let's talk about the other options though, right? I think to me, what they're doing is plumb ass silly. And I thought it when it was just center field that they were doing it with. I thought it was silly when it was right field after Tucker got hurt. Like when your entire lineup's not hitting, with the exception of a couple of guys, to shift from the six spot to the nine spot consistently and have guys in and out of the lineup consistently it's just a non-factor. Like you're not affecting anything positively in any way, shape, or form. To me, if you're gonna shake the lineup up, like it would be Altuve bumped down and hitting a four hole behind Christian Walker and give him a little bit of protection. See if he can't see better pitches. That the method to that madness I can see. And if it's not Altuve, it could be Pena. It could be Paredes. It could be. I mean, obviously we're not moving around Jordan, but I'm saying like a big move like that with that actually changes the way that an opponent would pitch to a guy that's struggling like Christian Walker, or make the lineup completely different where you got to navigate something a little different with Altuve in the four spot or Altuve in the five. Like now you got some different things going on that I think could literally shift what the opponent's doing and could legitimately get Christian Walker some different pitches, right? But to sit around and slide around Pena or Diaz, whichever one's not swinging it well at the time, and then Jake and then Chaz and then Cam Smith and Braden, whatever his damn name is. What's the second baseman's name?
Yeah, Brandon Rogers.
Yeah. So just keep shifting those guys around at the bottom. Like, I just, to me, that's just silly stuff. That's just like you're just wanting to bump guys around. To have a different lineup on the defensive end as well every night it's getting to a point where it's silly.
Yeah, and it may not be the fix, right? That may not be the fix, but it is just hard to think, all right, yeah, I get, you know, you get annoyed and you walk up there and say, damn it, Chaz, again, didn't do nothing. Damn it, Dubon, didn't do nothing. Damn it, you know, DeZenzo, he ain't doing nothing. Damn it, you know, Yiner, didn't you, all of these guys. But especially for the guys that Chaz made, get two starts a week, maybe three starts a week, or, you know, and if he's going to be a bench player, be a bench player.
Yep.
Like don't have him as a part timer because
now you're messing with Jake
and him, you know, like, or at least, hey, all right, this is what we're gonna do on platoons. We're gonna have you face. No, it just seems like it's coming out and like you said, it's not like a planned. There are planned platoons where, all right, we got a righty and a lefty, and depending on who's on the mound, that person plays. But it does. It looks like they come to the table every day and they say, all right, who's struggling? And who's playing better?
Yeah.
Outside of those top, you know, four guys.
Four ain't going nowhere.
That they know. But outside of that, who's struggling? All right, well, let's go here. All right, let's do that. I just think they just need some level of consistency. Someone texted in and said, they're playing uninspired baseball. Need to get rid of Cintron and Espada. They can't coach. Yeah,
I mean Cintron's thrown some pretty damn good lineups out there over the years, boys. I mean, they've swung the bat pretty well over the years. I don't know. I mean, I agree with like this is You can pretty much, hell, I could
have wrote the lineup.
That's what I'm saying.
They're also not as talented for Alex.
It's a lot more difficult right now. And look, I agree with you. You can really see the value of a manager or a hitting coach or a pitching coach when you don't have the best available. I don't know if firing folks at this point is the time. I just don't understand the urge to shuffle the deck halfway down all the time and think it's going to solve something.
And just keep, but they just, that's like they just keep shuffling.
Yeah.
Night after night after night. Like I said to you earlier, boy, six through nine every night. Whew, you got no clue. You got absolutely no clue, but hopefully they can get going. They got the Padres after a day off today. They got the Padres coming in, and won't be easy. They are obviously have the best record in baseball and a really good team, but we'll see what they do coming up. All right, Nick Caserio spoke about a lot of things yesterday and talked about Titus Howard, talked about him playing multiple positions. So should we already know what this means? Did they kind of let the cat out of the bag?
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Just that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome in as we continue roll through here on The Drive. Remember, folks, as it is Thursday, which means tomorrow is Friday, and that means you all should come hang out with us as we continue our crawfish circuit.
When you get a chance to party, party.
Yeah, Dusty. How about, real quick, Dusty. Dusty got a chance to party. His son had his first major league hit for the Washington Nationals. I saw.
I didn't see that. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Dusty's wife, she was up off her feet. Dusty was too cool, though. He was down, proud and happy, smiling. He didn't get up out of seat.
Dusty said, hey, man, I've been there and done that.
They kept showing the side-by-side frame of when JT Snow had to save his life as a young that's ball
one of
boy.
The I don't care what anybody says. That's one of the coolest coincidences, if you want to call it. I don't know if that's coincidence. He probably didn't think it's coincidence, but that's one of the coolest sports coincidences ever, man.
I'll never forget that.
The whole thing, man. To
he
see
was
that,
almost just run over.
Oh, he was almost crushed. Could you imagine what Dusty's wife had been saying then? She'd have been hot, boy. Dusty, what you doing with my son out there?
Ain't enough bottle of wine for you to give me.
Give her the whole vineyard. It don't matter, baby.
I bet Dusty almost choked on that toothpick over there when that happened. I mean, and the awareness of JT Snow to reach back to grab him and pick him up. Thank God he had that big-ass jacket on. He had something to grab a hold to, but
that's cool, man.
But he got his first base hit.
I wonder if him and JT Snow have a relationship.
The Darren?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It'd be a real shame if JT was a real a-hole, just in general, not to the kid, but just in general.
Yeah, nah.
What a cool story if they did.
I mean, there's a picture of. They should do a reenactment picture at this age and him pulling the jacket. But come and have a good time, like Dusty said. We'll be at the Rusty Horseshoe Bar and Grill. We'll be up north in Spring. So if you're in that area, you damn sure need to show. And hey, you want to travel, have a little time, come on out. We'll be there from 2 to 6.
I'm still trying to figure out what couple you were talking about.
You'll see them tomorrow. I'm certain they'll be here. They'll be there. I'm certain. Shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. And you can come join us for some good drinks, good conversation. And them tasty, tasty bugs, they will be there for you to partake. Again, 2 to 6, we'll be out there with the drive and come out and have some bugs and hang out with us.
I got to believe the spot that they call the old Rusty Horseshoe. I got to believe that they got some good, they know what they're doing. I got to.
I would think so.
It'd be a crying shame spot like that had some old, didn't know how to do the bugs now.
If Rusty Horseshoe, your name screams out that you.
We don't know how to do much. But drinking boiled crawfish, we got you handled, baby.
Gotcha.
My kind of people right there now.
Yeah, good time. Good time. And also, by the way, we don't come empty-handed. Last 2 weeks, we had good giveaways each hour. So come out, put your name in our raffle box as well, and you could be a winner. Bugs, win some stuff, do your thing. Hey, be a good time. Be a good time out there tomorrow in Spring. All right. Clint, Titus Howard has been a discussion because, like, right now, I'm not certain. I think Titus Howard, there's an argument right now that Titus Howard is your best offensive lineman, and I don't know if you know where he's going to play. I don't know if you know where he's going to play. You have no idea. He's your best offensive lineman. He could play tackle. He could play guard. You never know. Well, our general manager, Nick Caserio, as he spoke to the media yesterday, had this just to kind of say about Titus and the multiple positions he's had to play.
Here internally, Titus is a real good example. And I wasn't here when Titus got drafted, but Titus, you know, I mean, he was a quarterback, but he really wasn't. Then he played tackle, right? So he was a tackle, and then nobody really knew if he could play inside until, like, he was actually put inside. And, you know, Titus is actually going in there and done a pretty good job when he's, you know, asked to play. So, again, it's what's the position? What do you ask him to do? Okay, you want to be fair to the player, but it's always case by case, and not everybody can do everything. Sometimes they're better off just focusing on one position and try to get really good at that position because that's their best opportunity to help the team.
Did you get anything out of that about
maybe I may be dead wrong, Ron, but I've heard it about four times now, and every time I listen to that and I go, the problems with this offensive line were for the most part interior. The general manager just said, well, you know, he's done a pretty good job when he was forced to go down in there, when he was asked or forced to go down in there and play. Yeah. He's done a pretty good job. I cannot help but, and then follows that up with, God, probably better off if he had one position, learn how to play that position. I can't help but think that's got tackle written all over. Like, there, if the plan was to play, and here's the question, Houston, right? That I mean, Titus Howard is the only offensive lineman with the Texans right now that if you had to go, give me a guy you know is going to start, it would be Titus Howard. I think Cam Robinson is given his paycheck, but they do have other tackles. But I just don't know where he's going to play. I think that the conversation of Titus Howard, because he's a veteran, it's been here, he's homegrown, Is he going to play guard or is he going to play tackle? Hell, I'm listening to John McClain on Texans All Access the other day, and he's hell being. He ain't no tackle. He's guard. And I am wholeheartedly the other way around. I think he's a tackle.
Well, sorry.
But when I listen to Nick Caserio right there, if I were the general manager of a team that had interior offensive line problems and I had a guy that I was hell-bent on, nope, this sucker, the best place for him is a guard. I would have delivered that. I'd have communicated that message a little bit.
Because there is a real question about how that position has been addressed.
Yes.
But I
try to take it like I think Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans and really all coaches and GMs, I think there's word salad, and I think there's a lot of manipulating is not the right word, but a lot of like, what am I looking for, Ron? Like just talking and kind of being device. And device is not the right word either. What am I looking for?
Trying to be deceptive.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Like, I don't think Nick. I think Nick was just talking about a player right there. And when I walked away from his comments about Tytus Howard, I didn't go, that's a guard. That's the answer to our problem. Like, if I'm Nick Caserio, given what I went through last year, if Tytus Howard is playing guard, I'm going to give that spiel right there. Was a quarterback, and he was a tackle, and then he wasn't a tackle, and then he got here, and he was a tackle, and then, we found out his best position was guard. You know, I mean, that would have been kind of my – he just naturally said, you know, well, he played pretty good when he was asked to go down in there.
It's almost like they're keeping it secret.
I can't give him that much credit. It's almost like they don't know. That's the scary part.
Either one of them.
The scary part, this is the scariest thing, and maybe this is another topic, but this is the scariest part to me about the offensive line, is that D'Amico Ryans is leaning on Nick Caserio heavily, I think, for the offensive decisions. And there's a lot of offensive conversations that I think D'Amico probably depends on other people because he's a defensive coordinator. And the scariest thing is if they are just hell-bent on being committed to, we're going to find our five best. So much to the point where you really don't know who that is right now. Now, look, when I say you really don't, like the idea of not knowing who it is, if somebody gets injured or something, or somebody just ain't worth a damn, then obviously they play somewhere else or not play. But you can't tell me you don't know where Tytus Howard's going to play right now. Unless you're just wholeheartedly committed to, man, we don't know. Tytus can play either way. He's done a pretty good job inside, and he's done pretty good outside. We can play either way.
Oh, no.
I hope like hell they're not as dug in and committed to this. The best five, as we hear them talk about.
Text, they've said it before. Text line comes in, Ron, that means Tytus is moving to center.
I never thought about that. That's a good point right there.
Black Greg said, I think Tytus will be the right guard. It's interesting.
So he's going to be right guard, the one position he hadn't played.
Because you said, I'm listening to that, and I hear tackle. I can understand where you get that from. But they're... Their actions say,
right, we don't know.
Either we don't know or their actions say he's going to move the guard.
Fair.
Because they drafted Blake Fisher in the second round. He started to the end of the season. They bring in Cam Robinson for $12 to $14 million. They bring in Trent Brown as well as another option at tackle.
Yeah.
It says guard. But then... Like, I also don't think it's crazy that a lot of mock drafts that we keep seeing from people who generally, I think, make not just total guesses, but they've got a little something behind
some sources, educated
guesses there. We keep seeing tackle.
On the ticker yesterday, the number one position listed for need was tackle.
Hell, they got four of them.
I gotta believe that is because they showed Lambert Tunsil the door more so than Tytus Howard playing inside. I mean, to me, it's got to be right. I mean, it's got to be. Hey, man, the Trent Brown, hell, he may retire any day right now. You know, I got to believe that is more of a future play and more of a, hey, man, Lambert Tunsil's not there. What are
they released
do?
Tunsil and they immediately signed a starter in Cam Robinson. Yeah. They have Tytus. They have brought in, you know, two brand new tackles to go along with the two they've drafted with high draft picks.
It's just a heel I'm dying on.
No, Titus
is a better tackle.
I got no idea. I think Titus is a better tackle. Like, I never did I think that the solve was going to be make him a primary guard.
Right.
I thought he should have been a guard last year just because it was that bad.
Hell, it took you about 9-10 weeks to come around that way of thinking, didn't it?
I still, in my mind, remember him pulling and trying to block Brian, or what was it, Banks from the Panthers. Oh, my God, it was terrible. When he was at that left guard spot, and everybody just waltzed around him every time he tried to pull. So, I don't know. I didn't feel any more clarity on where he is going to play, but we'll see. I guess we'll see soon enough. Coming up, 5 o'clock fire. The biggest news breaker in the NBA has some news with a future Hall of Famer and the Houston Rockets. We'll let you hear what he has to say there. And Deion Sanders came out like a cornered badger today in defense of. Come on, Deion, deep down, you know this thing is silly yourself. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.